our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Have you ever seen that reality television show, Extreme Makeover Home Edition? It's kind of a neat show. It's actually one you can watch with your family, believe it or not. They come in and find a family that's in desperate need of help. Maybe somebody's experienced some kind of health problems. Maybe they've had to overcome a really tough life circumstance and their house has just fallen apart. Maybe whoever has a health issue has a specific need that the house is unable to accommodate. And so the producers come in and they talk to the family. They say, we'd like to redo your house. They send the family on a paid vacation, all expenses paid, and a work crew comes in, and in a matter of days, the house is totally transformed, renovated from top to bottom. Everything about the house is totally redone. It definitely is an extreme makeover. And it's neat to see the reactions of people when they come back from the vacation. They see their dream home that they could never have provided for themselves. All of the bad stuff done away with, nothing but good remains. Well, in today's gospel lesson, Jesus had his own extreme makeover. He did an extreme makeover temple edition. He came in and he did his own renovations. He comes in, overturns temples, pours out the money of money changers, drives people out with a whip, and drives animals out the same way. This is not the Jesus that we are used to seeing. This is not the Jesus we normally think about or have pictures about. This Jesus doesn't fit well with the caricature that we have of who he should be. This isn't beautiful Savior. This is a man with a mission. This is a man who is zealous for the house of God. This isn't a Jesus who wanders around sporadically doing good things and saying nice things. No, this Jesus is driving people out of the temple with a whip that he made. This Jesus doesn't fit well with sentimental Jesus. This is not a Jesus who looks at sin and says, "Ah, well, you tried. It's okay. Don't worry about it." Now, this Jesus has a righteous anger. A righteous anger at the way in which the temple had been turned from the house of God into a money-making machine. Well, what was so terrible about what was happening at the temple that would cause Jesus to make a whip and chase people out of the temple with it? Well, have you ever been to Disneyland? How about a Major League Baseball game? You pay the price to get in. You got the admission. You got the ticket. You show up. And what do they charge you for? Parking. The worst I've been to was Dodger Stadium. You go to Dodger Stadium, you got to go up to the top of the hill. It's way up, you got to drive way up into the hill. And it's surrounded by a residential area. So you can't find any parking on the street. You can't find any outside parking lots. They've got a monopoly on parking. You either park in Dodger Stadium parking, oddly enough, owned by the Dodgers, or you don't park at all. You've got a ticket. Good luck getting to the game. So you go up, you pay the $15 or whatever they feel like charging you that day for parking. You park wherever they tell you you're going to park. You go into the stadium and you want to have something to eat. Oh, that was a mistake. A hot dog? Well, you could buy packs of hot dogs for the cost of one hot dog there. You want to have a drink? Go to the gas station, you pay a buck. Go to a baseball game? Yeah, five or six. Don't even think about getting an adult beverage. You may as well take a loan out on your house if you're going to buy one of those. Forget it. Well, this is what was happening at the temple. The temple was operating the same way as a monopoly for a Major League Baseball team. Jerusalem sits on top of a mountain. People would have to go all the way to the top of the mountain to get to the temple. Once you get to the temple, you needed to have your sacrifice in hand. You needed to have the sacrifice inspected by the priest, and then, and only then, could you offer the sacrifice to the Lord. Now, you were supposed to take an animal that you had raised. So let's say, for instance, that the offering would be a sheep. You were to have raised this animal. You were to have spent the time with this animal. You were to have invested the energy and the food and all of the time caring for this animal. It almost ends up being like a pet. And then you were to offer this animal that you had spent so much time and energy and care for. You were to offer this animal as a sacrifice to God. Something that you had heavily invested in and had become a true sacrifice. Well, this was a lot of work, right? I mean, raising an animal takes some effort. So, let's bypass the whole thing. Who wants to lug an animal all the way up to the top of Mount Sinai or Mount Zion only to have to sacrifice the animal? Let's come up with a little better system. One that's easier. One that doesn't require such effort to worship God. We want fast and easy worship. We don't want to have to really work at it. So here's an idea. Let's have pre-approved sacrificial animals that you can just buy at the temple. That way you don't have to put in the effort. You don't have to put in the time. You don't have to lug the animal all the way up to the top of Mount Zion. Instead, you just show up, you pay your money, you get your forgiveness. What a deal, right? The priests, realizing that they had control over this market, seized the power. They raised the prices on all of the animals inside of the temple, just like they do at Disneyland or at a ball game, knowing that there was no competition and nothing anybody could do about it. And when a person might actually show up with a sacrifice that they were bringing, well, that was easy enough to deal with. We'll just declare it unfit for being sacrificed. It's like going to a mechanic, having the mechanic say, oh yeah, your car's no good, but let me tell you, you can buy this one over here. That's what the priests were doing. They were bringing the animal to be sacrificed, and the priest would say, oh, it's no good. But let me tell you, we can sell you a lamb right here, good price. The priests had exchanged their holy right, their holy obligation to God to make money. The people had exchanged what God had commanded them to do. They had exchanged their sacrificial worship for ease and comfort. And now they were going to be exploited by the priests for it. This is why Jesus is so angry. This is why he has righteous anger about what's happening. Because the house of God had no longer been about the worship of God. This was now about, I'll pay you money to buy my forgiveness, and you make a profit on it. Instead of coming with sacrifices and true repentance, they were coming to try to buy forgiveness with the purchase of animals. It was like they were buying indulgences. And Jesus would not stand for it. This is why God's temple receives an extreme makeover. God's people had given it an extreme makeover, making it run down, And Jesus comes in and says, now it's time for my extreme makeover. Now I'm going to drive out all of that, all of the corruption, all of the sin, all of the exploitation, and we're going to get back to doing what it's supposed to be about. He drove the sinners out at the end of a whip. Now you might ask, what does this have to do with me? Well, let's talk about that. There's no longer any temple in Jerusalem, correct? It was destroyed in 70 AD. So what is the temple of God? All of those in whom the Holy Spirit lives. So all of you who are believers in Christ are now the temple of God. And yet, though we are God's temple, we do the same kinds of things. We look for the fastest and easiest way to worship God. We want devotions that speak to us in a minute or less. We don't have that kind of time to spare. We want our prayers to be short, to the point. We want to have a service done and over with as quickly as possible and hopefully as entertaining as possible so that we can be on with our day. We fall into the same traps as the Israelites, looking for ease of worship, ease of serving God, not wanting to count the cost. If it were possible, I think there are times when we would rather just pay a little bit of money rather than have to show up and go through a church service, rather than have to go through devotions daily, rather than have to really give our heart in worship. We want to come and honor God with the way we want to do things without having to think too much about how He would have us do things, without the difficulty of Him imposing His will upon us. And pastors are just as guilty as those priests. We accommodate the laziness and the excuses. We try to do what people expect of us instead of what the Lord expects of us. And I'm as guilty as anybody. We've all sinned in the same way that the Jews sinned, the Israelites sinned. And so now we have to ask the question, is Jesus going to come chasing after us with a whip in hand? Righteous judgment. Well, that is what we deserve. We deserve to be chased out of God's presence. But He doesn't. Because instead of inflicting that whip upon us, 3 years after chasing people out of the temple with a whip, Jesus Himself endured a whip. He was whipped and beaten for us in our place, taking the righteous judgment that God had for the things that we have done and taking that punishment upon Himself. Jesus has another extreme makeover, and it's an extreme makeover of the church, of you, of me. Not at the end of a whip for us, but at the end of a whip for Him, enduring that punishment that should be ours, stricken, smitten, and afflicted. He trades places with you and with me. And that's why in the end, the divine service, this service today, isn't about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus, the one who was whipped for our sins, the one who cleansed us, cleansed this temple with His blood, with His suffering, with His death. It's about what Jesus has already accomplished for us. So we sing songs about Jesus. We sing songs about what He has done. We sing praises to our God. We offer our prayers to our God because he has done an extreme makeover with you and with me, taking us from people that were at the end of the whip, deserving of the wrath, taking our place there, and giving us the place in God's kingdom as his children and his people forever. And so we live our lives for Jesus, sacrificing our desires in order to do his will, because he sacrificed himself for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.